take time to stop, to step out of your realm of confusion, of the cares of this life, of responsibilities, of problems, of weariness and tiredness. Just shut it all out and don't give it a thought. Take a moment to dwell on me, to dwell on the beauties around you, and let your mind wander into my realm. Let it relax in the halls of heaven. Let it be freed from the confines of the flesh. Let it know peace in my presence, rest in my arms. Dream of that which is heavenly. Let your thoughts fly to me, your mind pull away from everything that would hold it down, would drag it down, and weigh it down. Let my spirit rest upon you and fill you with peace. Let my spirit flow through your thoughts, mingle with your spirit, and give you strength. When our spirits meet, there is a renewing of your spiritual strength, an actual dynamic taking place in the spiritual realm. When our spirits touch in communion, you receive more of my strength, and your gifts and anointing are enhanced and refreshed. As you sit quietly and commune with me, the cares of this world and the negative influences of the enemy and all the things that hold you down are filtered out. It's such a beautiful marriage of our spirits, a beautiful touching of our fingertips, and a wonderful meeting of our minds. It's like a psychic phenomenon. It's like mental telepathy. I can translate you into the spirit world while I speak to your thoughts and your heart and feed you with the things that I know you need. But you have to be still in order to receive. You have to come quietly to me and let the power flow from me to you. The longer you sit quietly in communion, the more my power and strength flows to you, and the more complete the connection is made, and the more your spirit receives and is strengthened. You won't even know all the ways that I'm strengthening your spirit. You won't even know all the ways that I'm teaching your spirit and how I'm giving it new life. But you'll see it manifested later in some physical way. You'll have patience and love in a situation which normally would have tried your patience. You'll find things aren't so difficult, and things don't seem so bad. Thank you for coming to me in peace and quiet, for putting me first, and for putting my word and my spirit first, before anything else.
Thank you.
Imagine that you are in a beautiful green meadow. It's surrounded by trees and blessed with the song of many birds. A rippling brook flows merrily through it. It's the most peaceful place you've ever been in. You feel completely safe and at peace. At the moment, you can't remember how you got here. You really don't know anything except that this place is exactly what you need. You're absorbed by the simplicity. You're satisfied by the calmness. You're relaxed because you feel at home. There aren't any other people around, but you know you're not alone. Someone brought you to this meadow. Oh, that's right. Now you remember. You were meditating, and that's how you got here. I brought you into the meadow of meditation, my darling. I lifted your spirit out of the world for a spiritual nap on the lush green grass. I took your hand and said, "Let's run through my creation. We're free in the spirit." You closed your eyes and your spirit was transported beyond the physical realm to a place of sweet peace, your own personal meadow of meditation. You told me, "I'm so happy I waited a few more minutes in meditation and that I didn't give up because I love coming to this place." Yes, my love, this is where our spirits commune in a language that no one else can understand, just you and me. This is where I whisper words of love and encouragement and strength into your ear. And those words go deep into your spirit and refresh you. Stay here as long as you need to, and let me renew every fiber of your being with the touch of my spirit. Then you can go back to the wings and carry on your work with new anointing and strength. I'm right here. I'm all around you like a balmy summer breeze, like a soft and cozy blanket, like a soothing balm of relief to cover you from head to foot. I'm not just with you during the happy times, when everything is going well, but I'm with you through the tough times, when your heart is breaking and your mind is full of questions. Our hearts are one. Whatever you go through, I go through right beside you. I can't help but be connected to your pain or your sorrow because I love you so deeply. I'm the most faithful, adoring, devoted husband you will ever have. I'm the husband who will never, ever leave you. I will always be here for you to help you through. I'm always beside you in bed at night, ready to hold you close. I'm the one who kisses you good morning. I'm the one who writes love notes to you on the bathroom mirror of your mind. I'm the one who whispers love words to you that will move your soul and spirit more than any other ever could, because I truly and deeply and eternally love you with all of my heart. No matter what happens in your life or what you have done, I will never stop loving you. Even if you walk out on me, I will still love you. I'll follow you and find you. I'll knock on your door in the middle of the night and call to you until I see you, even if I wake up all the neighbors. I'll email you. I'll phone you. I'll wave to you whenever I see you. I'll tell everyone around how much I love you. Even if you don't come back into my bed right away, I'll still love you and do whatever it takes to show you that I love you. Why do I do these things for you? Because I am the best husband you will ever have, the one who is always here for you, no matter what. Prayer is like the silent flight of eagles. You glide through space. You are free. You are wild. You are set apart. It's only you and God and heaven. You know that nothing is impossible because you're in a heavenly realm. Resting in the Lord is comfort. It's peace. It's something that nothing can replace. It's smiling no matter what the circumstances. It's loving. It's being like Jesus. It is Jesus touching you when you've touched him. Thank you. The Lord's beauty takes you to the wonders of His love. Earthly eyes have not seen His beauty, but His beauty is something as wonderful as His love. His beauty has creative power. It transforms all that is ugly into beauty itself. It's what makes the sinner feel loved and beautiful and saved and clean again. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the reward. You never give up anything for Jesus. Only the carnal mind tells you, this is hardship. This is something I can't enjoy. This is a difficulty. This is what I'm giving up. This is what I have to suffer. If you would listen to your spiritual heart, you would hear, this is the honor bestowed on you. This is a privilege given only to a few. This is a gift from the hand of Jesus. This is something you will never regret having done. This will make your face shine forever as an eternal testimony of God's thankfulness for your love for Him. His gift to you is that your sacrifice will always shine like diamonds in the sky. The Lord's love for us is a saving love. It can save us from anything. It can save us from hell, which is the most obvious salvation. It can save us every day from whatever problem we come across. It can save us when we're in a tight situation. It can save us from pride when we're tempted. It can save our health and our sanity. It can save us from going into debt. It can save us from everything. There's nothing it can't save us from, even ourselves. Thank you. Jesus is the greatest guru. All you have to do is meditate on him. Close your eyes. Chant his name. It's the greatest name in the universe. His name calls down power. He surrounds you. He's there with you. He's at your command. There's power at your fingertips. When you meditate on him, the heavens open and the demons flee. When you invoke his name, light surrounds you. He is invincible. Meditating on Jesus is the ultimate high, the greatest connect, the greatest transfer of energy there is. He can reincarnate you into the spiritual being you were meant to be when you've called on his name. There are no storms in heaven, only soft breezes. Breezes represent his gentle touches, his soothing manner, his tender love. Stress or calm, which are you living in? The stress of hell itself, where you're being blown about by every pressure and lack of faith, and where you're singeing others with the hot breath of Satan? Or are you living in his heavenly calm, where there is love and peace, and where you can relay the tender essence of his presence? They are worlds apart. Which world are you passing on to others through your actions? Reach out and hold me. Reach out and desire me. Reach out to me and you will find me. You will find peace even if you're in the midst of a raging storm. You will find absolutes that you can hold on to when everything seems uncertain. And you will find, most of all, that no matter what, I am in control. While you just sit here and take the time to hold me, to put all else aside, and to make me your focus, I have things taken care of. You will feel and know the difference, and most of all, you will know that you are pleasing me above all else. Thank you. as a child, a friend, a parent, a lover, a husband, a wife, or a family member know that you love them? What do you think they appreciate the most when it comes to receiving something from you? What would you appreciate the most from those you love? Think about this, and think about what it is that everyone wants the most from the people that they love. I know what I want the most from the ones I love, and it is something that most people long for above all else, and that is your time and attention. I know that you love me when you take time with me, when you sacrifice other things to have that talk with me, to have that time in my bed of love, to enjoy me, to rest with me, to hold me. Those are proofs of your love for me and those around you. Find the eye of the hurricane, that special spot where there is perfect calm and quiet. Find that place with me where, even though the world around you is being tossed about and turned upside down, you still have peace in the midst of the storm. It takes practice to find the eye of the hurricane, but if you are faithful with your times with me, resting in me, dwelling in me, loving me, praising me, and thinking of me, you will always be able to find that secret place where nothing will be able to touch you. Take a moment now and imagine a scene of a confusing, noisy city in rush hour, with horns blaring, people running around, and general mayhem and confusion. That type of scene is never fun, but that is man and his world, and it is the world you can get sucked into in your everyday busy life. But now take a moment to step out of your world and into mine. Mine is a scene of fields of grass and beautiful flowers. It's a scene of undiscovered waterfalls where everything is lush and pure and clean. Mine is a scene of towering, majestic mountains with their snow-capped peaks, where views are breathtaking and there is always a cool, refreshing breeze. Another scene of my world is the powerful, majestic, and rolling ocean, the depths of the blue, where there are wonders above and wonders below. My world is there for you to enjoy, to appreciate, and to help you connect with me. I am in all of the beautiful creation around you, and by appreciating it, you are appreciating me. By taking the time to stop and enjoy it, you are taking time to enjoy me and all of my wonders and beauties, and you will be released from the hold that this world has on you. When you're stuck, when you're unsure of an outcome, when you need help, stop and put in a request. Ask me, and do so as often as you like. You can never overdo in asking me for my help. There is never a point when you can go too far or reach a limit. I give to those who ask. I also have infinite patience and an unlimited ability to give more than you could ask for. So don't be shy. Don't hold back in your request, but just start asking. Keep letting me know what it is that you need help with or what you want. I love to be kept busy answering your requests and seeing to your needs. Your wish is my command, and I love to do your bidding as you are faithful to do mine. Walk through my courts and revel in the splendors of my kingdom. Let me lavish you with beauty in my chambers, adorn you with my gifts, and array you in the splendor of heaven. You are my bride, and I am king of all. Act and live as my bride has the right to. I have everything to give you, and the power to command whatever it is that you want. I am your husband, and that means that everything that I have is yours as well. Thank you. I ask for your trust as a child would trust a parent and a baby its mother. I want you to trust me that I know what is good for you. Even though it seems like everything is turning out all wrong, I don't want you to struggle or fight against it or harden your heart toward it. But I want you to know by faith that no matter what the outcome, or what you end up with or don't end up with, or how things work out, that you will say in the end, the Lord is good, and He has done all things well. Life isn't about getting to the destination. It's about the journey. So don't think that you have to rush to get to the destination. The destination isn't important. The journey is the important part. What you take time for. What you learn and experience along the way. The journey is also where you find me. And where you learn about me. That's what life is about. And if you don't take the time to get to know me, then you will miss the meaning of the whole trip. So don't rush through life, putting aside your time with me, or you will miss the whole point, and all that you accomplish and go through will be for naught. Make the most of your journey by spending time with me, loving me, seeking me, and discovering me. Before you know it, you'll have arrived at your final stop, and I'll be there waiting for you. I treasure your prayers as love gifts to me. Your prayers exalt me and honor me, because they are a manifestation of your belief in my power. Your prayers make me feel special, loved, and kingly, because you are acknowledging my greatness and superiority to any and all forces on earth or in the universe. Thank you. Taking time to simply rest in my arms tells me that I am the most important thing in your life, that I'm more important than your work, your play, your interactions with others, and even the time that you spend being a student of my word and the things of the Spirit. Whenever you put aside all of the cares of this life to come to me and be filled by me, you are telling me, Jesus, you are my top priority. There is no beauty as striking as mine, no power as potent as mine, no feelings as stimulating as mine, no words as truthful as mine, no stability as sturdy as mine, no strength as reliable as mine, no protection as dependable as mine, no gifts as precious as mine, no love as enduring as mine. When I promise you my protection, you have nothing to fear. You'll be protected from anything and everything. Nobody in the world has as much assurance of protection and safekeeping as you have when you put your life into my hands. I'm strong enough to ward off any thugs, big enough to protect you from any bullies, and powerful enough to keep you through any catastrophe. There is no sacrifice that you can make, no matter how tough, no matter how it breaks your heart, no matter how many tears you cry, that I will not more than make up to you. Even before you make a sacrifice for me, I'm already planning a magnificent reward that will far outweigh it. Your sacrifices are costly gifts of your heart. And it is for you who make those costly sacrifices that the rarest gifts of the Spirit are reserved. My love for you cannot be measured, contained, explained, understood, compared, or seen. It must just be accepted for what it is, the purest, truest love you will ever know. Step outside of the box of the hubbub of your life for a few minutes and stand under the spotlight of my spirit. Let my love, peace, mercy, patience, comfort, wisdom, renewal, and anointing shine down upon you. Then your spirit will be encased in an aura of my strength and power that will serve you well when you leave my temple of meditation to continue your service to me. Stress. I am trust. Be all that I am, and you will have the spirit of calm that you desire in your life. Take me with you today and include me in all that you do. Don't just call on me when you have a problem or when you need an answer. Let me be by your side at all times. I don't want to be a temporary accessory. I want to be a part of you, a part of your life, 24 hours a day. Thank you. If you want to be like me, be happy. Smile right now and smile often. Be cheerful and light up the lives of others. Be a light bulb of joy to illuminate every dark room. Be a rainbow of hope, even when things are stormy. Be a sunbeam of merriment to warm the hearts of others. That's what I call living life to the full. Don't just pray. Live and breathe prayer. Let it flow through you as naturally and automatically as your heart beats and your lungs breathe. Only then can you truly discover the secret, dynamic, full power of prayer. You should rest in me every single day of your life and with all your heart. But when I say all your heart, I don't mean a works trip of rushing around looking for the perfect rest in me program. I don't mean spending your time pouring out your heart for your problems and needs. I don't mean intensely memorizing key promises and verses. I don't mean going through the motions just to check the rest in me box on your to-do list. I mean really, truly stopping and resting in me. The more inclined you are to turn your meditation time into an intense checklist of activities, the more important it is for you to avoid doing that very thing. You probably need to spend time just clearing your mind and thinking about nothing but my face, or how much you love me, or how much I love you, or listening to soft music and saying simple praise words to me. You need this type of meditation on a regular basis. Picture your problems and troubles as a mighty 10-foot giant. He's mean and ugly and ready to dish out a good thrashing. Kind of scary, huh? Okay, now zoom out, zoom way out, and picture me as a 200-foot tsunami. Now this once scary-looking beast of a giant is so small in comparison to me that you'll have to strain to see the tiny dot he is. I am so, so much greater and more powerful than all your problems and troubles. So just forget about that tiny speck right now and enjoy my beauty and majesty. I remember every single sacrifice you have ever made for me, for your loved ones, and for my service. Every single one. I remember them all, and one day I will remind you of them one by one and reward you accordingly. So never think for a moment that your sacrifices of love are unappreciated, just because you think no one on earth really noticed. I'm there watching you. My angels are keeping an accurate record, and human eye hath not seen the special and beautiful rewards I have in store for you, my precious bride. When you can't sleep at night, you toss and you turn and you try to get comfortable. You try to relax your body and mind. You try to think positive thoughts. You praise and pray for others, waiting for the blessing of sleep. Then, when you finally find that comfortable position and your body is relaxed, your spirit is calm and your mind is at ease, you fall asleep without even realizing it. That's what it's like when you rest in my spiritual arms. At first, it might take you a few minutes to get comfortable, a few minutes to leave all the cares of life behind, to slow down in body and spirit so that you can think positive, beautiful thoughts about me. It takes a little time to enter into my rest, to snuggle up with me to the point that you are fully relaxed in the spirit, trusting that everything in the wings is under my full control. Then, when you finally let everything go and commit it all to me, when you put your full weight down and trust that I am holding you, you find the sweet rest of my spirit. It's so beautiful. I love to hold you. I love it when you come to me for a spiritual cuddle and time of rest. It makes me so happy because it shows me that you trust that I'm going to take care of everything and that loving me is the most important thing in your life. I look at you with so much love and adoration. I laugh when you laugh. I cry when you cry. I feel when you feel. We are of one heart and one soul. I really like it when you make the most of your time of resting in me. You've toiled so long and hard in the field of harvest. Your hands and feet ache, your body is weary, and you deserve some time of respite. Just relax your mind, body, and spirit. Let my love flow all over you like a soothing oil. Let peace and quiet overcome all the cares and worries of your work. Your service for me you will have always with you, so put it aside and take some time to love and appreciate me, and to simply relax and enjoy me and my creation. Sometimes the worry and stress of your work is like one of those big knots in your muscles you sometimes get in your back and shoulders. You feel tense and achy, and there's nothing better than having someone come along and massage it all away. This is what I want you to do now mentally and spiritually. Hold still, close your eyes, and let my love and spirit massage all the stress and pressure away slowly, one stroke at a time, as you hear my words of love to you. Doesn't that feel good? I'm glad. Just lie there and enjoy yourself. When you cast your cares upon me, make sure that you're thorough, okay? It's easy to keep just a few cares for yourself, but you really have to make an effort not to let that happen. Give them all to me, all of them. Let me bear the weight, and you'll feel so light that you could float through the air like a small fluffy cloud without a care in the world. Doesn't it feel great to drink a nice cold glass of lemonade in the middle of a hot day of outdoor labor? It's so cool and refreshing and gives you energy to keep going. Sometimes that's what you need, a quick glass of cold resting in me in the middle of a day's work. If you start feeling the pressure, if you start to worry and fret, stop for a few minutes and receive my refreshing words of love and joy, and you will be renewed. Even if the life you're living now for me was all that you ever had, it would be a life well worth living, a life which pleases me. But there is more to come than this. All of what you are experiencing and doing is leading to something, building up to something that will amaze you and thrill you and make you glad for every moment that you obeyed. Every moment that you listened, every moment that you practiced, every moment that you yielded, and every moment that you gave me the best part of your life and heart. I love to restore your soul and lead you beside the green pastures and still waters. It can't be all rocky trails and uphill climbs, or you would get too tired and fall by the wayside. So if you feel that you're constantly in desert places or constantly having to forge ahead up the rocky paths, you can know that somewhere I have green pastures and still waters waiting for you if you will come to me. If in your life and work I must have you travel the dry and dusty trails, then you can know that it is in spirit, in the quietness of the heavenly realm, that I will restore your soul in lands of beauty. You're busy, and I know that. I've set my expectations for you pretty high and have asked you to shoot for a lot. But in everything that I've asked of you, I've given you enough time and grace to accomplish my will without having to resort to the arm of the flesh and burn out physically and spiritually. You can meet my expectations of your service to me while still taking plenty of time to rest in my arms and enjoy the wonderful life I've given you in the spiritual and in the physical. I see the whole picture, and I promise you that there is a time for both, a time to serve and a time to rest. You belong to me, and there is never a time when I stop working hard in your life to work all things together for your good. The more that you yield to me, the more beautiful and easy I can make your life. But even in the times when you make the wrong choices and have to suffer a little more difficulty and hardship, even then, my priority is to arrange your life so that you can quickly return to a more pleasant and happy path. I never stop trying to make your life wonderful. Thank you. you're doing it. You're running the race. You're running bravely and strongly for me. You've cast off the weights that beset you, and you're running fast and hard with your eyes fixed on me. There is sometimes sweat. There is sometimes pain. But nothing can dim the burning fire in your heart to reach the finish line for me. You look beautiful, my love. You really shine as you press forward for me. Keep going. Keep running. You're doing so well, and I know you're going to make it. You look so strong. I'm with you, my love. I'm helping you. Keep running. It's not a contest to see how tired or weary you can get. This race is long enough that all will be tired many times at many points. There's no worth in trying to prove your stamina to me or others by carrying your own burdens and tiring yourself out. There will be many times to struggle and push, but there also need to be many times to rest. Take your rest, my dear one. Lay down your burdens. Relax and rest in my arms. Let me carry you for a while. You've done much for me, and I know you will do so again. But let me hold you now and replenish your strength. Joy. There is such joy in heaven over the saved souls that you bring into my kingdom. With all the other beauties and intricacies of my realm that I've revealed to you, never forget that nothing brings such joy and gladness and happiness to every corner of my kingdom as does a lost soul coming to know me and permanently fixing their place in the Book of Life. There is no greater joy. Oh, how those of you who have sent these many, many souls to me will shine. You will be glorious. You will shine as the stars for eternity. If you could see the beauties that await you, the perfection of my plan for your life, the magnificence of your destiny, and the intricate order of your life, you would never worry so much about the trials of this life, or spend so much time burdened with many fears and cares. Your life is in my hands. Your life belongs to me. I will not let anything touch you that is not going to someday seem beautiful and pure when you see it from my perspective. There is no reason to fear the future. It is safely in my hands. I teach you two concepts in tandem. The explosive blow-em-up raw power of the spiritual weapons, and also the strength of stillness and quietness. You must learn both lessons, my love, if you are to be the soldier that I need. You must be the fire on the mountain, and you must also be the still, small voice. Embrace both of these parts of my nature equally, and you will receive my perfect balance. Worrying about a problem won't get you anywhere. Taking action, whether in prayer or deed, is all that really matters. So when you come to the end of what you can do for a problem or situation, don't keep thinking about it and using up needless energy. Just let me take the action that only I can. Either you can help something or you can't. And if you can't, that's great. It's just another chance for me to show my power. There is real power in music. My good, godly music can heal and strengthen your spirit. Make sure that you're availing yourself of all the beautiful music that I've poured down from heaven. Just as the music of Satan is laced with the wiles of Pan and the netherworld, My good music carries many beautiful accompanying spirit beings of joy, love, peace, dedication, yieldedness, discipleship, intimacy with me, faith, power, and strength. To grow and bear fruit for me, you have to be constantly and consistently drinking the sap from the vine. The secret is to stay immersed in me, always listening, always loving, always open to me. Your heart doesn't pump one big spurt of blood at the start of the day and leave it at that. A plant doesn't shoot out one load of sap, and that's all that the leaves or branches get for the rest of the day. No, the secret to how both the plants and your body function in such perfection and are so durable and constantly rejuvenated is in the steady stream, the constant life-giving flow of the blood and sap. I am your lifeblood. I am the sap. Take me in continually, and let me circulate in you and nourish you, and you will find the secret of strength and growth and fruitfulness. Things aren't random, and they don't happen by accident. There is a wonderful plan at work that runs deeper than you know. My force flows through life, affecting your personal destiny, the destiny of the family, and the destiny of the world you live in. Don't fall for the enemy's big bang lies that there is no purpose and no reason, and you don't seem to be getting anywhere. My plan is on schedule, and things are happening exactly when and where I know they should. There is a reason for everything. more prayers, spiritual action, and love rise to me from most of your beds than from most church buildings in the world. Make a temple of your bedroom today by using it to rest in me, to love me, to hear from me, to pray to me, and to connect with me before you sleep and when you wake. It's a wonderful thing how much you can do with something as simple as a bed when your heart and spirit are connected to me. It's sometimes easy to feel that what you've sacrificed here is lost forever. Sometimes you even forget some of your sacrifices, and maybe you think that I have forgotten them as well. But one day, when you're home in heaven, I'm going to show you every sacrifice that you ever made for me on earth. I'm going to take you through the display of all that you gave up and laid aside for me, and next to each item you will see and receive the full reward for each one. Right now you do receive rewards for the things that you have sacrificed. There are many ways that I bless you and reward you and give back to you on earth in return for all that you have given to me. But no matter how greatly I have repaid you so far, you can rest assured that your repayment for each sacrifice has yet to be made in full. Only upon entry to heaven will you receive the complete package of reward and repayment that I have set aside for you. Your sacrifices are in some ways like a down payment, the cost you put aside to ensure that my great blessings and rewards are yours. Your sacrifices on earth are making you billionaires in the spirit. One day, once life's journey is done, you will receive the full prize and blessing that each of your sacrifices has earned you. It's not impossible to find that perfect peace and rest that my word talks about. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because he trusteth in me. What is perfect peace? Perfect peace is when little things don't disrupt your focus on me, when problems, dilemmas, setbacks, and interferences don't even jolt your connection of faith and trust in me. Perfect peace is when you find yourself in the midst of great confusion, persecution, perilous times, hectic schedules, or frantic circumstances, and yet you are stable and calm in your assurance of my protection, my perfect control, and my hand in your life and situation. Perfect peace is when nothing can come between your faith and me. Perfect peace is when your mind is locked on my channel and cannot be moved. How do you get that perfect peace? It says it very clearly right there in the verse. Because he trusteth in me. Start trusting me. Show your trust in me through your praises to me. Show your trust in me through spending time with me and casting your cares on me. And as you do, I will keep you in perfect peace, and you too will gain the spirit of perfect peace within you. My love, it's going to be okay. I know there are things that are bothering you right now. You have worries and fears about certain aspects of your life and your future, and it's hard for you to put these things completely in my hands. You feel that you have to hold on to these concerns to some degree in order to ensure that they are taken care of or seen to. But you see, the more you hold on to them, the less power I have over them. If you truly want me to take care of these difficulties, then you need to truly let go of them. Just give them to me right now. Commit them to me. Tell me that you don't want to hold on to them anymore. You don't want to worry about them. Tell me that you're going to trust me to work them out. Remember, I will perfect those things that concern you. Have you ever stopped to listen to the silence? Have you ever stopped just to be quiet? Not quiet in prayer or quiet in hearing from me, but just to be quiet. Quietness is a virtue, and it takes practice to perfect this art of stillness and calm. But it's so beneficial. This quietness teaches you stillness of mind, because your mind must be quiet too, for you to really enjoy that state of quiet calm. Be still. Listen to the silent wind, the quiet breeze. Calm your mind. Let it be still and without thought. This is the stillness that David spoke of in Mountain Men. The stillness that connects you with me, that draws your spirit closer to mine. Enjoy a quiet moment with me every so often. Let my stillness possess you and teach you how to be calm and quiet before me. You work so hard for me. Maybe you feel like there's so much more you could be doing for me. And you feel bad that you don't do enough or more. But let me tell you how thankful I am for all that you do for me. I am so thankful for how hard you work each day to further my kingdom and my work. You're a faithful servant. I'm so proud of you. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't do enough for me and condemn you for all that you don't do and all that you aren't. Give me your ear. I love all that you do for me. You make me so happy. I'm not displeased with you at all. I see your labors of love, as gifts of love to me. And that makes me glad. I love you so much, my precious hard worker. You thrill me. You know the high some get from extreme sports or extreme roller coaster rides? You know that exhilarating feeling that makes you want to scream? Not because of fear, but because of intense excitement? You make me feel that way. Experiencing your life on earth together with you is thrilling for me. I ride the highs and the lows with you, the bumper times and the smooth sailing times, the straight, fast-paced stretches, and the windy, twirling drops. Life with you is my intense excitement. Traveling with you is exhilarating, exciting, and thrilling. I can't get enough of life with you. I never want this journey to end. And I've designed it so that it never will. There will never be an end to our journey together. What began on earth will carry on for eternity. And that, my love, is what I call an awesome prospect. When you want to enter into meditation with me, but your mind seems like such a muddle and so busy with thoughts and cares, that is not beyond my power to change for you. You just need to ask it of me. You need to have real faith. You need to come to me with a promise in hand of what you expect me to do for you. I would change the world for you if you asked it of me. I would divide oceans, move mountains, and reverse times and seasons for you if you asked it of me in faith. Is it not a little thing for me to clear your mind and calm your spirit? So when you ask this of me, Let me know that you believe I will do it for you. Let me know that you even count it as done, and know that what you ask for, you will receive. Let me ask you this. If your home had a supporter, a king, who was wealthy beyond measure and who held a high position of authority in your country, and who had told you time and again that if you ever needed anything, financial support, safe passage to another country or area, some need met or supplied for, some paperwork to come through swiftly, an important appointment to come through, swift approval for a project, new housing with specific specifications. If he had told you to just ask him and he would do it for you, would you hesitate to ask? Now, let me ask you this. Why then do you ever hesitate to ask me, the greatest king and supporter you will ever have? It's so important that you take time to think about me and meditate on me each day, even if it's only for a few moments. This pausing to reflect on my face, to think about my promises, to remind yourself of my deep love for you, and to communicate with me heart to heart, strengthens and encourages your spirit for the little fights you will encounter that day. This sweet little communion connects us, and it helps you to remember who's really in control and who's really got to do it all. Try to take this time each day, even if for only a few moments. One day you are going to see me just as you have imagined me. One day I am going to break through the thin veneer of your sky and shower my radiance, brilliance, magnificence, and majesty upon the earth. Angels will herald my second coming just as they did my first. The air will be filled with the sound of the trumpet. You will hear the praises of the saints and the angels as they peer from heavenly curtains to watch my bride's beautiful return. You will hear music, the most beautiful sounds you have ever heard. And in that moment, when you see me coming through the clouds with such strength and beauty, our eyes will lock, and you will hear me speak to your heart personal words just for you. In that moment, the entire memory of the great tribulation will be washed away as if it were only a moment, only a small speck of time in the whole scope of eternity. Your life on earth will suddenly seem short-lived as you rise to embrace me and to enter heaven in my arms. You will know then, in that twinkling of an eye, that it was so worth it all. One glimpse of my face and all your sorrows will be forever erased. One glimpse of my glory and greatness will overwhelm you into complete rapture. Oh, my darling, I can hardly wait for the day. What a beautiful thing we have to look forward to. What a beautiful, compelling promise we have to hold on to. Our wonderful reunion. My glorious return. Hold on, darling. It won't be long now.